Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 289, ho ho ho. I'm wearing the Manchester Mind and the Santa hat, and if you think I look like a dick, I look like a dick always, so I may as well do it for a good cause. I think this is the fifth year of wearing the hat, and it's the, shut up about the rain, Barney, but it is the fourth year where it's utterly, it was Forest last year, wasn't it? Or was it the year before with the storm? And it's like, please, just please give us a break. Support the mag in there as well, but please support, oh yeah lads, you're right, please support the Manchester Mind campaign if you can. You're right, John?
Yeah.
Lots to cover again, and I haven't spoken to anyone in the real world, so I'm going to get on to Ben and Zayden here, then Nathan's going to join us quickly, and we're going to do one after. So unfortunately, this is the last one before Christmas, so usually, hey, you mate. Yeah, good, thank you. That's four, please. Thank you. Cash or card? Sorry, for doing the pod. How do you think today?
Hopefully 2-0. 2-0.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you think we've turned a corner?
Difference of times, isn't it? Yeah, I hope so. But, hopefully we get a good win tonight.
Thanks for stopping in this. No, I appreciate it. Cheers. Thank you. And have a good Christmas. Cheers, mate. Thank you. I've totally lost my track of what I was saying. I'm just... can I just do a Al Pacino? Hoo-ha! Scent of the woman. Is it? Hoo-ha! I was feeling like that until it started raining. I've got a bad feeling. I hope this is reverse psychology. But we've twice now been here, all excited, all giddy. Today's the day we go fourth, we go fifth, and it's kicked us in the bollocks. Now, it's a strange time, as ever, for United, because we've actually got 7 points out of nine, yet the feeling's still a bit morose and, like, waiting for Godot, waiting for something to happen. So I think we'll draw today. So maybe that reverse psychology of that will win, but I've just got a feeling. Now, there is a bit of angst. I was at Dear Martin's funeral. I've never seen such an incredible turnout, 300 strong Reds, from yesteryear, all just paying tribute to a fantastic man, and I spoke to a few, and the common theme, the word that was bandied about by these old-timer Reds, and yes, old-timer Reds were never happy, and that was, I'm bored. I'm a bit bored watching this. I'm waiting for something to happen. I'm waiting for us to get going, and it was like, and I thought, United managers, we've said this before, and I do, that the overriding thing for these last few games, and he's become defensive, is that they're preordained, the subs, you know, they're there, they're already planned out. Now, he defended that by saying, you know, like the defence had been getting injured and that. I don't know. Wolves was great, because we all expected a wobble. Oh, Wolves will be the first one. So we had a great reaction, and that is better. But it's now to get rid of the stutters we've been having and free ourselves of that feeling like we win one and then we don't win the next one. You know, like, we've got to get ourselves away. If we are kicking free of this, we're not losing much. And I would say, it's Ben's carrying the mags there, but seven wins, four draws, four defeats is okay. You know, it's not spectacular, but it's probably where the sort of half-fullers like me at the start of the season were. Individuals at Wolves, I thought Mount was outstanding. That's what I was asking for him to do. Heaven was outstanding. A second game, sure, you know. And Deleu in his second game's running done all right. In Bremer, wasn't it hitting off, but he put a goal away again. That's his seventh goal, I think. So I think Cunha needs a goal. Bruno was outstanding. Yes, it was Wolves, but, you know, like, no, nothing is easy. And I think Lamens just gives us a security. But the caveat was Wolves were awful, and twice now we've got Gideon, it's fucked us in the arse. So it's like getting free of that today, and I've just got to worry. So lastly, and then I'll go on to Ben properly, because I want your views on this, is now there's a fallout, and it was totally unnecessary. And yes, the story is always being chased at United, you know, so you're going to get asked. The press are going to look at every negative from the week. Paul Scholes has said this, you know, and he's obviously clearly irked about getting asked every time about Manu. And with everything, a word I use a lot on these pods is nuanced. And the manager hasn't helped this particular story. So instead of like playing it down and just making it a boring, mundane press conference, he's sort of lit a small piece of paper when it was avoidable and it was a bit silly. So now we've got Harry Amass answering to criticism he didn't need to wake up to. Now, we have been in a period a few times where we get giddy about academy and they don't really come off. Now, we're in that period where probably a lot aren't good enough in the academy. You know, they don't make that extra transition through. Some get given a few more games in periods and then nothing happens from them, like Camrick, Borthwick, Jackson. You know, Toonsby is going to be outstanding. And then they level out and then you realise. But also, there's shit show that United has affected them. So if United are a shit show, for a kid coming through, it can damage them. Eventually, you think they find their thing. This is the second time. You know, Jose called them out similar, saying, oh, the academy was relegated and dug them out. I don't think Amorim did that particularly well yesterday, making his point. He's clearly got the hump about Manu. Now, I get he thinks for Manu, you can play better. He thinks there's better options. Manu hasn't done spectacular when he's come on, but there is a man who has played well in an FA Cup final, has done really well in a cup final, has shown outstanding periods of form. He can't play himself into form because he's not getting minutes. So I just don't think it helps to then bring in other players and say, yeah, all right, if you're not happy with the academy. Now, the one thing, I spoke to someone who's left the academy, not particularly high up, but left it. Now, they can't speak because they sign non-disclosures. But their answer is, it's as much financial, the academy. We sell players on, they become championship players. Plus, there's not that real connection between Amorim's side of things and the academy side of things. It's superficial, but they don't go into great detail. He doesn't come along every day and say who's coming through and stuff like that. And, you know, like, they're taking a lot of criticism. Ratcliffe said it's purely financial. Well, the academy's answer is, we're doing our job for that. We are making the money now. Manu might be the ultimate to that. But I just think, if the connection isn't there, you need a connection. Now, we, yes, get giddy. Oh, we want the academy to be playing here. There are Chelsea, look, where's Cole Palmer? He's not a City, he's not, you know, he's at Chelsea. Arsenal don't play many starlets. It's very hard. But do you, and when you see JJ Gabriel's people around him are fluttering eyelids at big clubs around the world, does this really help him think, oh yeah, this manager's got my back at the academy players? And I just thought, hopefully it's one of those things that will be over, you know, we're not talking about it. But he's going to get asked about Manu every week until now, they sent till January. I just thought it was totally, and he didn't come across well. And sometimes, Ruben, you're a year in now, it's only 6 years, yes, but don't make the headlines when there's no need to make headlines. Sorry, Ben, that was another 5 minutes.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so what do you make of it? And I can take some mags back off you now. That gets our mate, doesn't it? They are heavy beasts at 72 pages.
I know. But you don't realise how heavy they are, do you, when the two have been in the air for quite a while? But yeah, I think he shot himself in the foot yesterday, well, Friday, wasn't it? When he came up with the...
Because they were the embargoed second part, wasn't it?
Yeah, from his press conference with the academy. I just don't... Is it a Portuguese thing? Because Mourinho did exactly the same thing, didn't he? You know, is it...
A translation set.
A translation, maybe, yeah. And then you wonder why players actually, you know, I'd be even a bit back as well. Obviously, it's all been deleted off the stories now, whether somebody from United has said, or one of their advisors said, maybe that's not the best thing to go around, but... And maybe it was lost on translation. Yeah. Maybe that he's maybe on about Sheffield Wednesday not having the greatest of seasons, not as opposed to Harry Amass, is starring in a very, very struggling side like Wednesday. But it comes a time when you've got to gamble. I keep saying this word, gamble. Ferguson was great at doing it. You gamble on the youth. But whether they make it or not, you always have to make a gap. You always have to give somebody a chance. Give some.
Yeah, you don't know until.
Look, Federico Macheda. You know, he scored that brilliant goal at Villa. Put us on the way to another league title, you know. And obviously, at the end of the day, he never made it. Yan Azai, we all thought he was the next big thing, you know. Unfortunately, he never made it. But you need to give people and give young players the opportunity to play. Now, you're wondering, like you said about JJ Gabriel, we came to Old Trafford the other day for the FA Youth Cup. And he was probably... He was marked. He was really, really heavily marked by a very good Peterborough United side. You know, they really impressed me. They're under-18s. They came here. They came here, had a great plan. They nullified JJ Gabriel,
But just on that, 1 second they didn't nullify me, found the back of the net with an absolute quality finish. And you wonder why his advisor now looking at Barcelona, that yeah. you know, they do that, that's a club that do take their academy
Chelsea
very, very seriously.
Are after him.
Chelsea are after him. You know, Chelsea, we know what Chelsea are like. They buy every young yeah. player under the sun. And hoard them there's until been, they can sell them off.
There's but, been noise from, you know, but where, like, because it is, again, that it's difficult because, you know, like you say, the Makeda, you know, then we put the expectation, they arrive. But unless yeah. you unless you give them minutes, and like the Lacey, we think, I think he's missed out on a good 30, 40 minutes in the first team.
It's like Wolves, you're cruising against Wolves, second half, you know. Why bring Dorgu on? There's no need to bring Dorgu on now. He's got a very... And I keep saying it at the end of my pods as well. I don't understand these very defensive-minded substitutions all the time. You know, we're not very good at seeing out games. We've seen that before. We've been here at West Ham. We didn't see it out. You know, why are we not going for the positivity? Why are we not going for someone that gives you a little extra in the attacking third? Something a little bit different.
And just like the ground, you know, because you saw the Manu reaction. You know, like, it's just like, come on, give everyone a lift. Like, because, the other day I thought, again, like, and I'm not, it is better. You look at that table. It's not ideal, but I think this is exactly where we are. And it's hopefully sixth or fifth, scabber fifth is exactly where we should be at the end of the season. But I was almost thinking the other day, maybe you look into the summer. And I heard about Glasner again, that, you know, there's just a bit of whispers again about Glasner at the end of the season, you know, when he, but I just thought, maybe you go like United, be a bit brutal. Not now, not at any stage in the season, but it may, like, just a surprise going, he might have taken us as far as he can. I don't know, mate. I don't know. I feel I shouldn't be wobbling more now than I was, like, say, after Everton or West Ham. And before we could go fifth and hopefully happy leading into Christmas and winnable games, you know, Wolves at home again, Burnley away, Leeds away. We could get a lot of more points, but we could not. But I just think, I don't know, there's sometimes... And don't be a manager at United, like, creating a story out of nothing. You know, like, yeah. Moyes got caught in that a lot, didn't it? Aspiring
yeah, he did, yeah.
to be, like, sitting. It's nothing on that level. But just thought, like, imagine if, you know, like, even, you know, I doubt that he was on the phone to Amas, you know, just going, sorry, I've made a mistake. I've cocked up. You know, because I don't think that the complaint I had, and read the mag, we had more in the gossip this week, was that there has been a disconnect that still exists between the academy and the first team. So then it's going to be, you know, this is the result. It's going to be yeah. sporadic if it's not a close, connection every day of the week.
Like. It just worried me, though, that, as you said, the disconnect between the first team and the academy. So we had that under Mourinho.
Yeah.
Then Solskjaer came in and he sort of, you know, he had to sort of build that connection back up.
Yeah. We were very lucky with Ollie for all this.
Yeah, we were
faults.
Very lucky with Ollie,
he,
you know.
He did give us, you know, that.
But you have to, as I said, you have to give a youngster opportunity. Yeah. You know, just in the same way that Rashford got his opportunity. Yes, obviously, with Marcus, he's sort of light here sort of dwindled a little bit towards the end. Obviously, I know he could always end up coming back here at some point and doing, maybe even integrating himself back in. You never know. Yeah. Football's a funny old game.
It is. I hope Manu needs... If this is going to be his course of his season, I want to see him at the World Cup.
Yeah.
So, but don't
sell
him.
Well,
it's
like you said, though,
he started, do not
scoring the FA Cup final, starting the FA Cup final, starting in the Euros, in the Euro final for England, you know.
He did bring him, you know, he got 23 minutes, not great, but 23 minutes against, well, I want to see him, you know, he should be getting half an hour here, especially as we know Casemiro is 60 minutes and then done.
But then
he should be ahead
of Ugarte. They put Ugarte on, but you understand if it's Ugarte for Casemiro, but then...
If it's Ugarte playing well.
I just don't like...
well in months,
I don't know. Just sometimes you're thinking, go a little bit more positive, Ruben.
Anyway, the good news is, to tonight... I've got some Christmas questions as well. Good news tonight is it looks like Ahmad and Mbeumo, because that would, you know, to take my anti-ABUism to extremes like they would ask, it wouldn't be fair if every club has had their players for the weekend and then on the Monday they have to leave. So I'm very pleased about that. What's your favourite Christmas song?
12 Countdowns. Does that count?
Well,
does that count?
As released as an LP. Was that ever released as an LP?
I don't know. But
last Christmas, grew on me. It won't surprise anyone listening to hear that I was a massive George Michael and Wham fan, but I didn't like it when it was released, and now I absolutely love it.
Maybe I should go Jingle Bells, for the old school.
I do love the Jingle Bells United related. Yeah. What's your favourite Christmas film? And what's yours and Zayden's favourite Christmas film?
Oh, good question. Die Hard doesn't really count as a Christmas film. I always say... you know, when Hans Gruber gets thrown off the Nakatomi, or however I pronounce it, building, that's when Christmas really starts.
I love it that the world, you know, is such a deeply flawed, nasty, evil, sad place, that there are people on our side who just talk utter trivial shit. That someone wrote a long piece about, well, it's him heading to a Christmas party he doesn't want to go to.
Yeah.
He's travelling over Christmas.
Exactly.
He's going to see his wife and kid at Christmas. So, by definition,
that is
Christmas.
The book that it's based off does say it's over Christmas
My sad bastard Christmas jumper is about that, so I should take a photo for everyone. Coming back from Blackpool the other week, the amount of young dickheads just put in TikTok and whatever videos, I've mentioned this before, on the train, you know, when everyone can hear it. Today, same thing. It's like, what are you doing? I know you watch videos at home. I'm not in your house. Can you turn that bastard off? What do Masons carry in their extra long suitcases? There's a Masons building in Holborn, and like they carry extra long suitcases like they've got old Red News is
that
way.
Old school scrolls or something.
What is
in
going
there?
On there? Look at my notes. Look at this. When I haven't got anyone to speak to, I'll make loads of. Can I do another hoo ha? Al Pacino. Is it Al Pacino Centre for Women?
It's Al Pacino,
I don't know.
That's how you pronounce it anyway.
I wrote loads about. I hate mold wine. It's shite.
It's
rank.
Dry,
it's like red
really
wine
dry.
Being sicked up. You know, like you see a puddle of sick on a morning. Yeah. That is mulled wine. Don't ever have it. Mate once went in a pub and he said, let's get a mulled wine. I said, I don't want a mulled wine. He got us a mulled wine. He then started to argue with the barman, who didn't give a shit, about have you used the right percentage of orange peel, and what is it? Is it fucking cinnamon or whatever they put in it?
Yeah.
And he's arguing in the pub, and my arse could have shriveled into a prune, and I just wanted to be beamed up by Scotty. Get me out of here. I'd gone into a Stranger Things portal into the other side. Sexual healing. Have I mentioned this? The 12-inch version. Cover your ears, Aidan. Come over here, Ben. It says, we've moved away, it says, don't procrastinate. It's not good to masturbate, right? At the end, Marvin Gaye, I love you. You're a hero. But what are you doing that for?
I didn't even know they said that.
Right at the end of the 12-inch version.
I'll have to look that up, you know.
Right. Just lots of old school reds and the miss on this 6-7 thing. 6-7 of
you. I don't get it. Somebody tell me what all that's about.
I'll tell you a way to get an answer back. So now I keep saying to Albert, 6-7, and he keeps saying, shut up, Dad. So that's the way we stop the kids doing it, is just to keep saying it. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
And I've
all
said this before, the decline of the public pisser. Covent Garden, 50p by card to enter a shitty bog. In the old days, you could have a piss and get accosted by a dirty old pervert, but you could at least have a pee for free. And I think Britain started to go downhill when this happened. Microwave dish, I had it the other day, we've been out to see the Christmas lights, rare that I have a microwave, got one, and it was all like, everything was normal about it. I just remembered in the old days when they first came out, and the plastic was embedded into the food, and you'd have like, is this a curry? And then there'd be black pieces of plastic swimming around, and you'd eat them, and about 20% of the food you ate was plastic. I think it's spiteful on Manu a bit, what, you know, like the lad at 18 who had the balls to score in a cup final, come do well, score 5 goals 2 years ago, might just be the thing. And don't preordain your subs. So I had major doubts after West Ham. I just want United to win games of football. And I go on to the quiz questions and all that after. Jingle bells, this has got to be a Christmassy. Say, what can we say, Ben, that's Christmassy?
Maybe just to wish everybody a good, happy... Is this the last pod before Christmas?
This will be, but we're going to do one after. No swearing.
Yeah, no swearing.
No swearing.
I think I did all right last
you
time.
You did?
I think.
Sorry, I sound harsh. I try and tell myself not
I know, mate.
And then I've just said about Marvin Gaye, which is disappointing. Exactly. Marvin, stop that.
I just wish everyone a good Christmas and a happy new year, you know?
And it isn't for everyone.
That's having a hard time, just keep your chin up, you know. If you need to reach out to someone, people know that I've had my struggles. My DMs are always open, my message is always open. If people got my number, message me, ring me, whatever. We'll have a good chat,
and
you know.
If you want to stop support, you don't have to buy the mic, just stop for a hug. I don't have the answers. Sometimes my head wobbles and sometimes it doesn't. And if I could tell myself why it wobbles and then why it doesn't, I'd be a rich man. But I just think for people, you know, have a great one. But for the ones who isn't, just, and please, if you've got a spare few quid, donate to Manchester Mind if you can and support this mag. It's dry at least for this bit. And then we'll do another bit. And... what's your favourite Christmas goal?
She caught me out on this one.
So that's quite a difficult one.
It's quite a difficult one. I'm trying to think. Which of the goals over Christmas?
The 5-4. The 5, wasn't it? Well, no, the 4-3 with the other year. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was that. Who scored? Was it McTominay who got the end there?
He was. Yeah.
That was Cantona, Sheffield Wednesday, the Boxing Day.
Oh yeah.
That was a good one. And so the 12 days of Cantona. Right, prediction then.
3-0 today, United.
1-0. Sorry, Zayden, prediction.
3-1.
3-1 prediction, lad.
2-0.
2-0 us.
Yeah, obviously.
3-1 United.
Oh, that's a lot of confidence. Hasn't the last two home games scarred you a little bit?
No, I live in delusion land.
I like that. Don't we always?
Always optimistic with United.
And Ruben, no wobbles?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Not about, you said about the kids and the academy and stuff like that. No?
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
You think he's going to do it?
We'll soon find out.
Right,
we'll
I like find out. I like it. Right.
You've got to be positive.
I know, and I have, but then there are just too many scars here. Recent years, it's like...
It is.
I used to think every game would be 5-0, and now I'm going 1-0 before a game against Bournemouth. But at least it won't be 0-3, eh?
Well, that's... Well.
Right, take care of yourselves, everyone, and see you later. Patrick, you're always confident.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
always hopeful. So is any... Since we last spoke on this...
I was pretty gutted at drawing one each with West Ham. It was almost worse than Everton. But the Wolves game's picked us up, so that's good. And I think if they can put the same intensity into tonight, yeah, I think we'll win. You know, I mean, we beat them 4-1 pre-season. Played really well. Probably the best game we've played pre-season.
Have you had any, you know, wobbles about Ruben and what he said yesterday? Or
I think he's just telling the truth. A bit like when he said, oh, I don't like my players some days. A bit like, you know, don't like.
Is he too honest though?
I think all the managers since Fergie have been too transparent. The media are not your friends, you know. There's no point in kidding yourself. You know, Fergie realised they weren't his mates, and he never treated them like his mates.
Return for this period, because I always thought we'd lose two. We lost one straight off, but I think if we can win like five, draw 1-2, lose 2 out of the 9 in this,
that'll
be a very good return.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I think if we win tonight, I mean, I think...
Well, fifth?
I mean, we if we hadn't dropped points against Everton and...
same to you. Sure. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, if we hadn't dropped points against Everton and West Ham, you know, we'd be right in the mix. Even earlier in the season, I think the two poor games we've had this season, Brentford and Everton, Brentford away and Everton at home.
Yeah,
they were disappointing, really.
But and it's just like this is a night to like, come on, stamp your authority
a little bit.
You know, the players are going. That's another worry. How we cope? I mean, there's talk of he might change the system, but I'd be amazed after a year of putting up with this.
I'll be astonished. I mean, I've read that Wilcox wants to go to a 4-3-3
or something. But then that signing is. Is Warren, isn't
it? Yeah, I would have thought so. I can't believe
the man
it.
Has said every game I'm not changing.
Yeah.
So then, like, for Bournemouth at home to change it would be... I just thought that was a very odd one. Right, three quick questions.
Yeah.
Favourite Christmas song?
What football song?
Or both. Normal and football.
Well, it's got to be, I suppose, Slade. Merry
Christmas. Hiya, mate. Slade, Merry Christmas. I like this.
Yeah, five Cantonars.
Five Cantonars, right, yeah, that's always. Sorry, mate. Just a quick one. Thanks for stopping. How are you feeling about tonight?
Uneasy, mate. After the last two home games, you can't predict it, can you? Normally you think, yeah, should be right, but
you got faith in the system, the man?
I think Ruben, I think you should have 3 years. You can't just do win to feet. You know what I mean?
And what's your score prediction tonight?
I'll be positive, mate, and go for 2-1.
Oh, I like that. Thank you, and have a good Christmas.
Yeah,
what's
you
your favourite Christmas song?
Huh?
Sorry.
Five Cantonars.
Oh, right, that's getting it. And your favourite Christmas film? This is the Christmas pod, so I have to make it a little bit festive.
Favourite
10
Christmas,
days before.
The Great Escape.
Oh. That's... just purely because it was on.
Because it was on.
I was trying to explain to Albert that we just used to have Chitty Chitty Bang Bang or Sound of Music. And
that was The Great Escape.
Yeah, and that was it. You're done.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
speech to Ronnie's bed.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do love it, the trees and everything. So, and prediction tonight?
Oh, 2-0.
2-0. Sorry, did
I? Yeah, 2-0 United. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thanks and have a good Christmas. Yeah, and thanks for all the support. That's a hug on there. Cheers. See you later. Ben's made a good thing. United moves so quick that you almost forget the Wolves thing and the Littler. And I think it was universal. We're not having a dig at Littler going to United games because we've all, you know, but it's just like it was all bizarre. It was all very convenient that straight away United, who don't comment about anything, suddenly threw Adidas under a bus. And it's just like you can't have, the main focal point to this is, you can't have one rule that if we couldn't, you know, like yeah. change who we give our tickets to
or pass it on
after
to mates
Friday
or family
night,
or whatever,
yeah, we'd get punished. And they're saying that, oh no, he's not going to get punished because no rules were broken. Well, that's just Bertie bollocks, isn't it?
Well, it's just that they're banning people left, right, and centre without even asking, without giving people the benefit of the doubt. And then it takes the appeal process to take a while and it's kick in. And it's not, we're United, so you're guilty before, you know, before charge, like, you know, no innocence to it all.
Yeah.
And like you said, no one's berating Luke Littler, you know, he's United fan, fair play to him, you know what I mean? But it's just, it's really suspicious. The night before, he's put on his story that anybody got any last minute for Villa, for Wolves.
And then
I might pay over the odds and that, and the next thing. And then it's not a very good look for the club when he's pictured next to the family, whatever he is.
Well, that's it's Rick, all part of the marketing later that night, but, and you know, then I think, like, United, if they ask us to be, you know, like, oh, we're demanding answers from you, who did you, you know, all this to people just wanting to see their team away, then United have seriously 58 questions, JP's questions, need to answer them back. Yeah. Anyway, I've been practicing my double 12s to see if I can get a Leeds away.
But we just got a dartboard. You know,
there you go. You'll get successor in the ballot, lads.
Put holes in the wall, you know. Does it work?
That's it. You're going to get better. That's you never missing an away.
Oh, I wish.
It's just like,
no, it's just, I just think, like, I think they're going to probably parade Angry Ginger around here today, and only one I'm a celebrity. Nothing against celebrity fans or anything, but
we've always had celebrity,
like, yeah, of course, you know, yeah, like, but it's just Simon, like, double
LeBond,
standards, like,
just
we know,
like,
that I know that Angry Ginger himself has a season ticket here, you know, which is not a problem, like, you know,
but
then it's when, like, you know, it's just when you know mates yourselves that have, you know, they've been caught up in the ban process, and like this took them a long time to get things resolved, and in the end they're innocent anyway.
Hiya mate, you're alright, that's four, please, thanks for stopping, appreciate that. You're on the pod quickly, what do you think of tonight?
Optimistic.
Oh yeah, that's good, optimistic. I like that. Are you happy with everything at the moment, ish?
Can always be better, but I think having Lamans there, safe set of hands, has kind of brought a confidence.
He's been a major.
It's not just him, it's the confidence he's put in the defence. You know, generally I think the impact he's had has been quite good.
That's good. And what's your prediction tonight?
2-1. I think it'll be
tight.
Where
did you come from?
From Longford in Ireland.
So when did you set off?
We came over on Saturday, because obviously we arranged a pre-TV,
moving
it around.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So we're having a lovely nightmare trying to make it back to a boat that's taken off early because of the weather.
Oh, no. Did you have to then
extend the trip? This happens all the time now.
Fair play, lad.
The branch is travelling across from
which branch is it?
We're the County Longford branch.
Oh, fair play, mate, and thanks for stopping.
Not
for
a bother.
Have a good Christmas. See you later. It's just, you can't have one rule for one. I mean, like I say, Simon LeBond not just fucked off by gigs at the after party. As the Ned Kelly story is, Simon LeBond wanted to bring his missus in, and he said, "Oh, I'm a guest of gigs." And Giggs said, "Is he fuck?" He said, "But he can bring the missus in, but not him." But I've seen him prancing around an away game. You know, it's always gone on. But now in this era of absolute paranoia and treating us like shit, you can't have it both ways, and it's just a bad look, isn't it?
It is just a bad look.
Just read the room, you know. Like, but then maybe United don't care about reading the room anymore.
But Adidas didn't sort them out. But what's that saying to you, the night before the game, that mysteriously Adidas have got 2-3, whatever.
Yeah, how have they got four tickets?
Ah, they still got that available 24 hours before a match, even less than that, you know.
Well, there'll be lots of rants about this in the next mag. Okay, right. This is going to be one of those pods that's about 54 parts to it. See you later. And we're joined by Nathan, who had a very heavy Christmas party on Saturday?
I didn't think it was at the time, but yesterday was definitely in my top five hangovers.
Really?
I think so.
Ooh.
It was bad.
That's bad.
We
didn't hear from you in the group until about 7 and just went, "I'm going to get a curry."
Yeah.
Never a good sign.
And it's been 2 days. I've not felt right today. I think that's just getting old.
You look all right, darling, to me.
Thanks.
Yes, it is. They get worse.
But yeah, to be fair, because of that, I'd forgot about this until
we're playing
mid-morning this morning. I was like, oh no, I just want to go to bed.
How's your mojo?
All right. What's this? All these rumours about?
I know, but
changing
he
things.
He won, surely. I mean, like, it would be the most weird thing. I'm sticking to this. But he did say until I don't. But then
maybe that, you know, this is a good. Well, if it works, like, it might not happen, but, you know, if he is now having to think of what's going to happen for the next month in terms of without players, if he physically can't put a team out in the way he wants to by not having Bruno and Mbeumo and... Not Bruno, sorry, Ahmad and Mbeumo, and then he's going to have to do something, isn't he? And I was just chatting to my dad then, it's like, it'd be interesting if we do really well under it, because then, you know, will he revert back? Like, I know that we're talking about things that might not even happen to start with, but it'd be interesting
but
to see.
But isn't it, like, this sounds a bigger dig than I mean, but revolutionary, that a manager might change his tactics game by game to who the opposition is. Like, it's weird. Did the academy thing bother you, the comments yesterday? That Amas, have you seen all that?
I've not seen it. Okay. I was in my pit.
Catch up during the game and then for afterwards.
Okay.
Because we've got to get a Christmas bit in here for afterwards.
Yes.
We've just got to win, but do you think we will?
I think... We still don't know if
no, the rumour is the Athletic lads have said they're going to be in.
Right, okay.
Which is fair.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, like Nick said in the... I don't know if you just met... Like Nick mentioned in the group before when we were talking about it, it was like, that'd be really tight on us. If we're the Monday night game, all the other teams in the league have been able to use their African players, and because we're on the Monday night, that we wouldn't.
Well, I think there's a Spanish team who aren't allowed tonight, which you just think, if you want, what's it called, the, you know, the credibility of the tournament, you just can't have that. But Channel 4, the African Nations, we've got football on Channel 4 on Christmas Eve. Wow. Albert said we can watch this at 8 o'clock, and I heard from the kitchen my dear wife saying, oh no, we're not.
Like Burkina Faso against Mali or something.
I think we could see Big Bri on Christmas Eve at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
How's that for tidings?
He's got the beard.
Well, seven goals, so so come on, pin you down to the score. I'm going 1-0, sign open.
I think we'll win 2-1.
I like that. Okay, we're going to sell lots of mugs. It is dry right now.
Yeah,
so
it
please.
Is. I've been dreading it all
You're
day.
You're going to wear a Santa hat, you know this.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you, Nathan. Please donate. I sound like Bob Geldof. You know, can you do a Bob Geldof?
No.
Can you? I've been doing it. Right, guess this. Hoo-ha! Who's that? Come on, get it. Please get it. No one else
can get this. Tom Jones.
No! It's Al Pacino and is it Scent of a Woman? Did you know that? Or are you just literally, is it a terrible impression? Hoo-ha!
Now you've said it, I know. That I know.
All right, okay. Tom Jones. Fucking hell. So that could have been 6-7? Six, seven?
Stop it.
All right, sorry. I just feel for fuck's sake. How can you... So, let's just say it. There were 34 shots on goal for both teams, 9 on each on target. Lamens might have been susceptible for one or two of the goals, but equally made two good saves. We've seen 8 goals when we said, the boring bit before the game, yet you feel frustrated. You know, like, we did, for 40 minutes, that was the best I thought we played all season. Mount was, you know, my criticism of him, the set piece
coach.
That's
what he, what we know we can do.
I haven't got the Wuhan flu. Yeah, and like the whole team we were creating. Yeah, there's a weak underbelly that you could be at 51 minutes, you're 3-1 down. I got you one, Paul. So you can be 1-0 thinking this is good. Then you go 2-1. And in 11 minutes, you know, with the half time, you're suddenly 3. And it's like, is that defending individually? Is it defending collectively? Is it just a weakness that they always think they'll concede? Mixers, we kept one clean sheet all season. You know, like, we weren't scoring, so there are positives, but they will get clouded.
But then, like you say, that defensive back four, or back five, whatever, like, but the centre-backs, have they ever played together before? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, but that is my point that I've said numerous times already this season. Like, once you scrape below what that first 11 is, the drop-off is great. Do you know what I mean? And today proves that, if anything. All of our attacking players were back today.
Yeah.
And we scored 4 goals. We lose a few in defence and we concede 4. Do you know what I mean? So, I would like to think...
you know.
Yeah, we're missing De Ligt.
Yeah, and how many of us have said that De Ligt's been our best player so far? So I don't know what, like, we shouldn't be shocked that, and you know, I felt for heaven today, like and Yoro, like they've obviously, Yoro's had a few tough weeks, yeah, hasn't he? But I think I read, like we mentioned before about you saying about what was said about the academy players. So at half time, I looked into it. I agree with Amorim. His job is to win games. What is more important? I know that we say the mentality, the whole ethos of United is you've got to have kids, you've got to have. I'd love that. If we're winning games, brilliant. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can afford to do that when you're the best team. His job is not to play kids. His job is to win games.
I get that, but
do you know what I mean?
Then Nick's argument is we've squandered three games opportunity. Manu came on and was excellent,
yeah.
I thought.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Was got his immediate first thought was go forward, where we've got a team who sometimes goes sideways.
Amorim's going to get judged by the owner. He'll get judged by the fans for other things, but his job is to win games. And he generally thinks that those other young players aren't ready.
Yeah. Oh,
arguably,
totally get,
Aidan Heaven wasn't ready.
I agree,
you know,
with that.
Does he count as one of our youth team
does
players?
He need to,
do you know what I mean?
Ramos under a bus.
Maybe that's lost in translation for him, that he shouldn't have mentioned it. But we all know who they're talking. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it sounded very Jose-esque that yesterday. And that,
but then,
you know, like.
But that's the thing. Would people? Yeah, exactly.
How do we change that side's mentality? And I know, like, what you're saying about the reserves. How do you change where we've had three opportunities, and I almost expected they're not doing it today because of two kicking the bollocks, to think we've 3 home games, 3 opportunities, and there's something in that side that it's negating the positives we're seeing. I know we're 7th for it, but that, and the thing I was thinking then, what you don't want is we've now got Villa, Newcastle, Wolves, Burnley, Leeds. From those 5 games, you don't want 5 or 6 points. You've got to get 7 to 9. And I'm being, you know, like, realist about where United are. You do not want Villa and Newcastle to turn us over and then the pressure. But, you know, like, and we just flounder opportunities.
Hello,
Paul.
Hello. I'm going to shock you now.
Yeah.
But I quite enjoyed the game.
No,
I thought
the first thing
over
I
the last after the last few games. I know we had some. No, like, beginning of the second half, gave away a couple, 4 goals. But it was. I went there and I felt a bit entertained.
No, that was. It was.
And I felt like the last 4 or 5 games have been so. I mean, at Wolves last Monday night, we all stood there saying in the first half, "How boring is this?" But I felt it was something there. I mean, both teams made mistakes, and either team could have won it, to be honest.
Well, they're a good, you know, and they've got a hard number. They've scored 10 goals in 3 games. Semenya, like, when Delo tried to decapitate him, I'm thinking, don't do that. If we have got a chance or something. And Bremo's off. I thought Cunha was trying, and then it finally came off.
Yeah.
And Bremo, it's just not coming off at the moment for whatever. He missed a couple of sitters.
I just thought there was a more...
No, there was. Sesko
was
a bit immature
there.
When
was
he was through
forward,
and he didn't.
Ahmed
was good and bad.
Rather than...
That's Nathan's first words. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to look at it.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's not the result we wanted, obviously. And it could have gone either way at the end. But I just felt, if you compare it with the West Ham game and the Brighton game, it was miles better.
Yeah, like we've all pretty much said that first half was probably the best we've seen this season. You know, like we were attacking, one touch. Like, I think that's one thing, I know I'll keep banging on it, but that's one thing that Cunha does do. He flicks it, he's very good at all that sort of thing. I'm really glad he scored.
And his
Mason
runs.
Mount in the first half
was
brilliant.
Yeah,
like, he's aggressive, he just...
Sure was.
It was just a shock to the system when they got those
two goals.
Were
poor defending
those two goals.
It's not even like you can say, well, they did at the end because it
because
came down
not,
home.
My friend has just left us with the full Guinness outdoor drink and stuff. Do you want it?
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
We were just, like, conceding poor goals because we're
we're just not quite together.
Yeah.
No, but it's like individual. You can't say they're battered and battered.
No, individual mistakes.
It's individual, like.
And also going forward, we sometimes put long, hopeful balls in when we had a bit more time to try and.
I mean, he went four at the back, and I just feel like.
Well, if he's prepared to do it now, why hasn't he done it for the last God knows how long?
It just feels like.
I don't think he's the answer, I think he's for a long time now, I don't think he's at a point and I don't think he can go any further.
I was chatting to someone the other day. He's only got a 2-year contract, hasn't he?
Yeah.
No one's considered the fact that he might just walk away at the end of that contract.
Well, that would never surprise me. I think he might.
Because I think if he finishes this season and we've improved, like maybe not there, other people will come in for him. I could easily see him going, you know what, I'm just going to go.
Well, I might be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong.
The way I'd want us to be clinical is say, well, if you have improved us, but not to the levels we need, I want us to also
say, maybe we'll both have a sit down and go,
where it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, did he not say early on, if I don't think it's working, I'll walk away and I don't want any conversation? And I do think there's enough about him that he would actually say.
Well, he's threatened it enough times, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I think he would actually do it. He'd say, I've gone as far as I can go. For whatever reason, whether he thinks he's not getting the support.
You've got
or whatever.
We can't be Wolves and Nathan's doing the pod and like going, if we win today, we're fifth again.
I understand that. I'm not advocating he goes, but I would not be shocked.
I also want to reiterate what we said before the season started about where we would be happy. And we are now where we sort of thought we were going to be.
If we got top 10, I think we've had a good season.
No, I think we're top 5, 6, 7 or 8. And I honestly, I do agree with that. I do think this is where we
are,
sadly. We're going to have a lot of setbacks.
We'll get greedy.
We're not losing.
And think we should be higher. But realistically, the majority of the team is the same team as last season.
We won't get anything next week.
It's just frustrating because a semi-coherent, thoughtful team goes... Because they sort of like, oh, we're settling it down, you know. Like Nick said, it's great when we were time-wasting because they time-wasted. But it's something collectively that they don't know how to see games out. You know, like, and that mindset will cost you again and again.
The start of the second half, we just threw away in the first crazy 10 minutes.
And he'll be fucking fuming with that. You know, everything he said.
And quite rightly so. But how do you
address that?
It's almost like, what do you do from half-time
I do think, like for Ahmad, lots of positives today. That's where you've got to sort the fullbacks. They're not good enough, and that offers you, so they don't get caught. But equally, that midfield, where there was a couple of balls where they just steamed through us.
Yeah.
And I'm still not a Bruno fan. I never have been, I never will be. But
he's got moments, but then there's other moments where he's just
stupid.
Away the free kick was brilliant.
Yeah,
but then
but other bits,
towards the end, where he tries a shot that is never going to happen.
No, not in a million years.
But
Roy, the Rovers side.
I just don't want it being constantly like where we're going, if we'd have done that.
It's a roller coaster mind.
Well, that's what United's always been, but.
Yeah, I know, but we're on another level of roller coaster at the moment.
You know, 4-0, and when was the last time we saw 4 at Old Trafford? Was it Everton in 2012? But to let him fall when you. Anyway. The last, to Liam and Pete's. Eulogies at Martin's funeral was so moving, and the old reds, and I work like so many old heads. The Blackpool, Bolton, we've got so many great reds all over Ireland, Wales, Cockneys, that we're a United fan base. And when you see it in days like that, it's sad days, but think, what a fan base we had in Blackpool, what a fan base we had. The question was. Drum roll, I'm going to answer this at the end, but remember this from last time, I hope you've done, and the mag, no cheating, I played with Bobby Charlton, I played with Steve Bowl, I played with Lee Chapman, and I played with Frank Stapleton, and I played with George Best. Who am I? And the other thing was, when did Fergie...
Steve Bowl.
When did Fergie call off a game himself? And I put it in the mag, and then I can't fucking find it.
What, before the game was played?
You'll have to wait on that one.
Before the game was played or during
the
game?
No, before a game. Okay. It was Torquay, because we'd gone on a Far East tour of Japan, and he'd said the players are knackered, so he just said, we're not playing in the week. And the answer to that is, drum roll, Sammy McElroy. So this is the Christmas, pre-Christmas pod, so...
Happy Christmas.
Well, you're a bit of the Michael Owen about you, Paul. So what's your favourite Christmas film? Even though you don't like films. Jesus. This is the one moment where Nathan would square up to you. He's a filmaholic.
I like films.
And this man...
I don't watch films. My favourite, obviously, is Muppet Christmas Carol, obviously. It's the best Christmas
Have you watched
film.
Frankenstein yet?
No, not yet.
My brother hated it. I loved it. Right, what's
I haven't
your
got a Scooby-Doo
Christmas song?
Scooby-Doo
well,
Christmas?
For my, no.
Scooby-Doo did the Christmas?
No. I know it's very boring, but in my ear, I suppose I don't mind a Slade one, but...
Muppet Christmas Carol?
No, song.
Oh. The Darkness Christmas song is great.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Sam Ryder one the other year wasn't bad.
You just said wow to me, and then you're saying that. Come on.
Are you anything you're looking forward to? I love getting the Radio Times. I know it's Ponsilbury, but I do love getting the Radio Times. Tradition,
David. Tell me about it. I don't watch a lot of television, so...
I can't just wait to sit on my fat arse. But the darts is always on, and then it'll be the cricket.
We don't talk about the cricket.
Cameron Menzies, what are you doing? I didn't realise he's put his hand over fucking the fireworks as well. Before he punched the table, he's put his hand over the actual fireworks.
In the darts, he's lost the plot,
which is what I say to Albert. Adults can lose the plot like kids. It's not an example to set, Cameron.
I'm looking forward to not going to the game on Boxing Day.
Got the day off. Amanda Land. Have you watched Amanda Land?
I don't know what you're talking about. No. Is it about Amanda Holden?
No. Well, don't get me fucking started. No, it's a comedy. I'd recommend that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Not really.
I'm not going to say Mrs. Brown.
I look forward to being with all the grandchildren on Christmas Day.
What are you cooking?
I've got to do. Portion of the cooking, so I've got to make this red cabbage that's got port and apples and stuff in it. I've got to do cauliflower, cheese, Brussels sprouts, and pancetta.
All from scratch.
I'm stuffing cranberry chestnut and walnut stuffing, all rolled in smoked bacon.
I'm suddenly hungry. And we've said we're going to make some. This is big for us. We're going to make sausage rolls ourselves.
Yeah.
Never done that.
That's good. It's good. It's nice.
I can't wait. So Albert still believes.
This is
sort
good.
Of a hot the class
that's
dozer,
what I was
and
ask.
I've dragged him back in. But we left with two of his mates who are non-believers and started shouting out,
so
"It doesn't exist."
Albert?
10.
I'm seeing my daughter on Thursday. I'm going to ask the question: does the eldest one still believe? I think she does.
I think,
but I hope so.
This will be the last year.
Yeah, because when the school kids.
So two mates started shouting, "He's not real! He's not real!" I gave daggers. I said to the group, "I actually thought we could have a fight in the street here." I said, "He does," and I thought, can you imagine? Why is that grown man grappling with two kids, fighting them, punching them? But I said he does, because I've met him, and I was thinking, don't you dare, the pathetic things I've gone on in my life.
Sadly, kids spoiling for other kids.
I still get, as you all know,
you
very
still believe, to be honest now. Yeah.
I'd love to fucking... I could give him a long list.
I just think it's magical for kids.
Fucking clean sheet.
That's what it's about. It's all about kids and
Have we got anything else to add?
Talking of clean sheets, can we talk about Lammens maybe not being very good?
But he made two excellent saves.
He did.
I need to see. A good one with his feet at the end.
That was good, to be fair. But I think it's going under the weight because he's not done any howls.
Well, he's not had a lot of. He hasn't had,
yeah, he's
been
not
under a lot of
pressure.
He's not done any howlers like
Unana.
He's not
been under a lot of pressure, is he, really?
He's not keeping a clean sheet. And that's what your job is.
No,
how would you. Here's a question. Sorry, I sound bloody.
It's all that walking you've been doing.
Yeah, well, that's it. Please, last. Donate to Mind. Going to make 501,000 steps. I'm on about 220 now, and I'll up the ante. But how would you rate this season out of 10 right now?
Seven.
So that's quite good. That's quite good.
Because my expectations
that's
are
true. If we're basing it on what our expectations are, which
seven.
Is what we said, what level, then probably.
I'm six, seven.
I think.
Six, seven. I didn't even know I was doing that.
I don't even know what it means.
Well, I don't know anyone does six, seven, but let's grab it back.
Stop it.
Right, so I'm doing even the way
out.
This is just blown over Paul's
probably
head.
Where I think we should be, four or five. On expectation, yeah.
Paul, when you see all the grandchildren, just go, I'm in with the kids. Six, seven.
Stop.
I don't know why I'm saying it like in a Strictly Come Dancing
can we talk
voice.
About
sorry.
It's television does it to him, Nathan. So.
I think expectation-wise, we're probably where we thought we were going to be. We're obviously a bit disappointed because...
The last three home games.
Yes. But it's easy, isn't it? If you'd have said, if we'd have won all those games, we would have been... If we'd have won every game in a season, we'd
be
top of the
league.
This is where I think the pod is missing Nick, though, to really... drag it down.
We don't need that. We're being positive. I think
he'd say honest. He doesn't like Amrin, does he? So
no, and I'm not
there's
convinced.
A lot of people who
I'm
don't.
I'm not convinced, but I feel that was a 4-4 draw, should have won the game. I feel more positive coming out of the grand than I've in the last 2 weeks.
Yes. But you know what, one thing with Amrin, I was so passionately backing him for a year, like, come on, like everything he says. I'm now at the stage where come on, for the last 5 months, don't fuck this up, mate. Your job was to get us into Europe. Don't fuck that up.
I think he fails in when he makes these substitutions with 15 minutes.
He's too honest.
The win.
No, but today's substitutions
were positive.
I think.
He talks too much to the media. Talk to Red News. Stop being so open to the media, I'd say. A year in. The question would be, what have you learned about yourself, and what would you tell yourself, like in the next
he's
year?
He's not good enough.
I don't think there's a manager in the world who could be who could win the league with the
not,
team.
But it's
who,
not,
exactly.
It's impossible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what are our expectations?
Nick was picking up the Bournemouth manager.
No,
but he's not gonna suddenly get them any better than we are now.
We are where we are, but it's the whole package isn't right. One aspect of the package.
I feel Nick takes an awful battering when he's not here, but then again at half time he did show me.
He said
the Tampa fucking ears are signing someone on a free transfer, and he actually went and then he went, the fucking ears are playing someone big on Sunday or something, his first versus second, he went, I sometimes find I have to catch myself breathing because I'm so excited.
But that's plastic rugby.
That's why you get abused on this podcast.
Is that plastic rugby?
Yes. Right, one last thing. Christmas tippling isn't for everyone, like Christmas isn't for everyone. Send a message, I'll do a free mag for people if they want to switch off. What's your Christmas tipple of choice on the day?
On the day, I do a few glasses of red wine. Malbec, a few glasses of Malbec.
I don't know, really. Just a couple of beers. Nothing major, really. No.
Do you like a good red wine?
Yeah, I don't mind wine. That saw me... So, we've not spoken, but on the flight to and from Asia, because I'm not really a big flyer, both there and back, on the way there, some sleeping tablets, and I just got on the red wine rather than the beer, and it just knocked me out.
Don't,
so on the way back,
don't copy
I did exactly
that at home,
the same
kids.
Thing.
sleeping tablets and red wine. We don't. Right.
We'll soon be advocating that. Actually. So
Nathan will be back doing this for people. Help me out because I'm not there for the next two. So please, Nathan will sell for Wolves. Thank you, Nathan, for that. It's your last chance, but also come up and speak to Nathan on the pod because I'm not going to be there now. So just like he can get how you're feeling, because all you hear is how we're feeling, and we might not be light on the moon. But have a good one. Take care. For those who don't like it, it's over quickly. And for those who do, it's over quickly.
Happy Christmas to everyone.
To the regiment and fucking glory, glory, Man United. Come what may.
Hello. Nick Seller here, just tacking on for the end of the Bournemouth podcast. Didn't really get a chance to really speak to anybody last night, apart from seeing Barney for a little bit. What a strange game. You know, we always say that you're going to United to basically be entertained, and let's face it, you can't say you walked away last night not being entertained. That's, what is it? Are you not entertained? I can't remember what it is anyway. But yeah, you know, I think that's basically what it was. It was so weird walking back to the tram stop last night after the game, and I heard people saying that's one of the performances of the season in terms of going forward. And you've also got other people that I'd heard on the same walk to the same tram journey going, well, you've got to go, hasn't it? You know, you can't concede four goals to Bournemouth, and you're just thinking, what a paradox this is as to where we are at the moment. I mean, we're joint second in terms of goals scored in the Premier League. It's only City who've scored more, and we're level with Arsenal. You know, we've only, 14 goals away from matching the entire total of last season, and we're not at Christmas yet. I mean, there are some positives here. You know my thoughts, if you've been listening to this podcast on Ruben, I'm not exactly his biggest fan. But I do feel a lot better about where we are at the moment. I've kind of made my peace that I feel like he's still going to be here till the end of the season, regardless of whatever happens. So I'm just going to sit there and try and enjoy the positives that I can. And what a great moment it was when Bruno smashed that free kick in, and then 2 minutes later, Cunha gets the goal to take us in front. Such a lovely turnaround. You know, it did feel a bit more like, you know, we've not had that since Bilbao kind of thing, and trying to find that way to come back. So, you know, that was quite nice to celebrate. I thought there were some good performances out there. You know, again, been critical of Cunha, but I thought he had a good game last night. You know, I thought he was all right against Wolves as well. So we started to see some more positives there. And, you know, he's going to have a big role alongside players like Sesko and Mount, you know, over the next couple of weeks, aren't they? With, you know, Ahmad and Bwemo, especially missing for AFCON. I mean, not that I know what's happened to him, Bwemo. I feel like he's lost his shooting boots and been sulking around since Cameroon got knocked out of the World Cup the other week. But so hopefully he can go to AFCON and get a bit of confidence back and try and put that right with Cameroon. But yeah, I mean, look, the positive really is the goals that we're scoring at the moment are really encouraging. You know, I think they're really good goals as well. And, you know, we look like we're going to score every time we come forward, and we're not going to concede every time, you know, they've got the ball. So it is quite a good watch, really, from a neutral perspective. And, you know, I do think there's been some massive improvements this year, but I've got to try and find that player that's going to be in the middle of the field, that's going to be that defensive changer for it. But, say, last season, what was it, four teams in the whole league scored less than us, and three of them went down. So it's a major credit to Ruben, that, to be fair, in one aspect. But, you know, again, even showing some change, really, last night of what going to a sweeping back five or whatever that is, of what they called it as. You know, it was progress and it was different. You know, taking Casemiro off, all right, fair enough, he's on a yellow card. But to bring on Mainu, I thought he changed the game last night. I really thought he'd been playing in tight spaces and giving the ball to other players. He just started to make us tick, and he just looks like that type of player that we've been missing, really, I think. You just want someone that can be just solid defensively, and I just think if Ugarte was that solid player, and I know I'm picking on him there, that's the kind of player that we need to be in that role. And you can have a Bruno, you can have a Cobby that can do that kind of role around him. I think the thing that still concerns me is that we're still not great at managing the clock in terms of either when we start a half, when the half's about to end, or when the second half starts or the game's about to end. Those are the critical phases where you've got to be better at game management. And it felt like, again, we came out after half-time and you blink and you're conceding again. The thing for me is, I'm a bit of a nerd, but if you go through, you're probably not going to do that, so you're going to have to take my word for this because I know I'm not even going to do it. But if you went through the amount of chances and shots that we concede, we don't seem to block many shots. So I went through the numbers on the tram home last night. I was on my own. I was a little bored, apart from listening to other conversations. We really don't block any shots. Like, no players or defenders are getting in the way of the ball to try and
just cut it out, really, and give Lammon some chance. I mean, look, he should have done better with that free kick. It went underneath him last night. But also, some of the goals, you think, right, no one's going to save that. It's a great effort. So you just want a little bit more from your defenders to get in the way. But overall, I'm pretty positive about it. I think if you can clean up some mistakes, De Ligt comes back. You don't concede four goals in that game if he plays or Maguire plays. So I think we'll take it with a pinch of salt there. Get your best defender back on the pitch and hopefully you can try and clean up those. He said, Barney asked me to do my favourite Christmas film. It's a toss-up because I really like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I think that is just a great film. If you've never seen that, late 80s, it's cracker, Chevy Chase. Great film, very nostalgic, loved it from since I was a kid. But I also like Die Hard as well, and I will not care for people and will not entertain the debate that it's not a Christmas movie. It's mentioned like 20 times or something ridiculous in the film. It's set on Christmas Eve, people. Get over it. It is a Christmas film. Favourite Christmas song, Malika Liki Maka by Bing Crosby, or Last Christmas by Wham, because, I mean, it just stands the test of time, doesn't it? Support Mind as well. Barney's still walking and doing all the rest of that and catching up. He looks like he's quite enjoying it, apart from the rain, which is nice. That's what it's about, isn't it? So that's a good thing. And also, make sure you support that Mind campaign. And Merry Christmas, because I don't think that'll be me for a while. My next game of that is at Leeds away. I'm not there for Boxing Day. Boo. Minus top red points. And not there for the Wolves game either. Off to sunny Valencia. So maybe you might get me pissed up in some tapas bar somewhere again as well. But yeah, anyway, glory, glory, Man United. Merry Christmas. And up the Reds.
Football. Wow. F me. To keep it nice and, you know, PG. United 4, Bournemouth 4. How the hell? Honestly, my mind's just gone. I just think we defended really poorly for all four of their goals, to be honest with you. Maybe take away the free kick, because their free kick was decent. But three of their goals out of the four, defensively, I think we should have done far, far better. It's just inability to see the game out every time, though. Every time kills us. But I suppose for the neutral, that would have been a decent game of football to watch. But for a United fan, it's just, I don't know, a couple of their goals, just lacklustre defending. So easy to, you know, for them just to carve us open. Just not good enough. The referee getting a bit of aggro as he gets off the field. But I think he had a pretty poor game, the ref. The amount of time wasting. Time wasting is simply solved by booking players that waste time. That's why I thought the memo was at the start of last season. Book players that waste time. That seems to have gone out the window pretty quickly. But I don't know what to say about that. Bruno Fernandes' free kick was quality, by the way. It was a brilliant, brilliant goal. But I'm just my mind's just fucking, yeah. I just don't know what to make of that, really. Do you know what to make of that, Zayden? No. The Bruno's goal good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did any United players stand out for you today?
Bruno
stand up for you today. But I don't know. I should always say, I keep forgetting to start this, it's Ben and Zayden. I think I forgot that last little voice memo I gave to the last pod. I think I forgot to introduce it is Ben and Zayden. But I don't know, I'm just really disappointed. Should have seen it out at 4-3. But typical, they go up the other end and score. Just, I don't know. Thought Heaven did really well today, you know. Very good ball carrier, Heaven. And I thought Casemiro was alright as well. Got his goal. I said Casemiro would score to Zayden. But I don't know. Just expect a little bit more, don't you? Cunha, Ahmad and Wemo
ran their socks off today as well. Non-stop them three. Can't fault their effort. Can't fault the effort them three. They do run and run and run and run. But just disappointed in the end. I don't know what else to say to that. This is the last pod before Christmas. So, Zayden, do you want to say Merry Christmas to everybody?
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, so I hope everybody has a good Christmas. Like I said earlier on in the pod as well, anybody struggling, anybody needs to reach out. My DMs, messages are always open. Give us a call, give us a text, give us a message on any of the social media platforms. Don't be alone. Don't be frightened to reach out. I know more than anybody how tough it can be at times in life, especially this time of the year where, you know, it can be even harder still. But have a great Christmas, everybody. To the regiment, keep on supporting Red News. Keep supporting the campaign. If you can, join in with the campaign as well and walk as many steps as you can between now and the end of the month. That'd be brilliant. But support the campaign for Manchester Mine. Support the Red News campaign. If you can, and I've been injured, so I've not been able to walk since since my first walk. I've been injured ever since then, but I'm hoping to get back this week, and I'm just going to try and push on as hard as I can, do as many steps as I can. It unfortunately won't be anywhere near the target that I've set, but that's just typical me. Typical, like I go on I want to walk and I get injured straight away. But yeah, we'll see you for the next one on Boxing Day at Old Trafford. And also, quick shout out to the Friday night, under 21s at Old Trafford, United versus Borussia Dortmund, Premier League International Cup, 7 p.m. kickoff. If anybody can get down to Old Trafford Friday night, come and support the youngsters. It should be a cracking game on Friday night. So roll on Villa, roll on Boxing Day at Old Trafford next. We're not at Villa, unfortunately, we didn't get a ticket. But we'll be at Old Trafford next on Boxing Day. Have a great Christmas, everybody. And glory, glory, Man United.